Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Lomax is a name well known to historians of American musical culture. Today we have the first of two programs about how the Lomax family helped keep American folk music from being lost.
Well, let's see. For conscription, and it's C for Capitol Hill. Well, it's C for conscription, and it's C for Capitol Hill. And it's C for the Congress that passed that damn bill. Beautiful.
John Avery Lomax was born in 1867. He came from the state of Mississippi, but grew up in Texas. His interest in cowboy music led him to research and collect examples of cowboy songs. In 1910, he published a book called Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads. It contained not only the words to songs, but some of the music as well. It began with an introduction by President Theodore Roosevelt. Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads was an important research achievement, and it started John Lomax on his lifelong work. The book included classics like Sweet Betsy from Pike, Get Along Little Dogies, and Home on the Range. Gene Autry was a singing cowboy in old films. Here he is singing Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
At the time the book was published, John Lomax helped found the Texas Folklore Society. He traveled around the country raising money to establish other folklore groups. He spoke about the importance of preserving folk songs for future generations. In 1919, he published another collection called Songs of the Cattle Trail and Cow Camp. His two sons, John Jr. and Alan, traveled with him around the country. In 1932, the Macmillan Publishing Company agreed to help them create a collection of folk songs, especially from Black Americans. The Lomaxes went to Washington to examine the Archive of American Folk Song at the Library of Congress. The library agreed to provide John Lomax with the recording equipment he needed. In exchange, he agreed to travel throughout the United States to make recordings that would become the property of the archive at the library.
In 1934, John Lomax became honorary consultant and curator of the Archive of American Folk Song at the Library of Congress. He held the title until his death in 1948. In all, he collected more than 10,000 recordings. Another Lomax also took an interest, his daughter Bess. Dan Sheehy is acting head of the Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage at the Smithsonian Institution.
The Lomaxes, John and Alan, the father and son team, and then Bess to a certain extent, worked at the Library of Congress, and they were part of this very exciting, groundbreaking work in the 1910s, 20s, 30s, into the 40s and beyond, of showing the United States what it was, what it had in terms of grassroots cultural heritage. And so they would travel to places where certainly white people in the 30s and 40s would not work too much in black communities because there was so much antagonism between black and white at that time, of racism toward African Americans. And Alan Lomax had some very compelling, really engaging stories to tell about actually painting himself up in blackface so that he could go into black communities so that some of the whites wouldn't single him out and, you know, beat him up or whatever. In any case, John and Alan Lomax were very dedicated to locating these, what they thought of as folk geniuses. They were looking for people who at the same time were representatives of a much bigger, powerful tradition in the case of African-American music, but at the same time were really singular in their ability to express that tradition.
The Lomaxes found one of these folk geniuses at the state prison in Angola, Louisiana, in 1933. He was a 12-string guitar player named Hughie Ledbetter, also known as Leadbelly. One of his best-known recordings is this one, The Midnight Special.
Up in the morning when that big bell rings, goes a march to the table. You meet the same old thing, knocking poker on the table. Ain't nothing in my bag. Never say nothing about it. Have a trouble with your man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me.
Leadbelly was released from prison the next year in 1934. That same year, John Lomax published a book called American Ballads and Folk Songs. He included many of the songs gathered from prisons in the South. After that, Leadbelly became a celebrity. He was offered recording contracts, concert performances, and radio broadcasts.
Leadbelly worked for the Lomaxes as a driver and assistant, and John Lomax served as his manager, choosing performances and media appearances. Some music writers say John Lomax paid himself too much out of Leadbelly's income. Dick Weissman is author of the book, Which Side Are You On? An Inside History of the Folk Music Revival in America. He says half of Leadbelly's concert fees went to John Lomax. And when Alan was added, he says, all three shared the money, so Leadbelly got only a third. But others say music like Leadbelly's would never have become widely known if it wasn't for the work of John Lomax.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I get you in my dream.
Alan Lomax was 18 years old when he started traveling with his father. They worked together in the South. But Allen also collected recordings himself in other parts of the country, New England, New York, and the Midwest. And he did not stop there. His desire to increase understanding among people took him to other countries as well. He collected folk songs from the Caribbean and Europe, including this wedding serenade from Italy.
Allen Lomax has been called the father of the American folk song revival. He brought attention to singers like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger in the 1930s and 40s. He also made the first recording of a guitar-playing farm worker named McKinley Morganfield. Millions of blues fans around the world would come to know McKinley Morganfield by another name. Here is Muddy Waters singing Take a Walk with Me.
Come on, please take a walk with me. Come on, please take a walk with me. Back to the same old place, baby, where we long to be. Come on, please take a walk with me. Come on, please take a walk with me. Back to the same old place, baby, where you're up in Tennessee. Now you know early one morning, baby, about 4:30, you know you come knocking up on, pulling out the door. Come on, please take a walk with me. Back to the same old place, baby, where are we long?
We will continue our story of the Lomax family next week. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of all of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post a comment. And if you do, here is a question you can answer. Who do you consider a folk genius?
Tell us if you have a favorite American blues or folk singer, young or old, and what makes that person's music special to you. Go to voaspecialenglish.com, find our program, and post your answer.
You can also find a link to John Lomax's first book, Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Our program was written by Nancy Steinbach and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Watch the angel of the land.